QR code 4, pelagic fish. On display here are species that live in the water column, or the pelagic environment, and spend most of their lives far from the seabed and coasts. Life there shapes their bodies, making pelagic fish fusiform and hydrodynamic. Their shape minimizes water friction and has inspired naval and submarine engineering. One example is the little tunny, a tuna whose protrusions, such as its dorsal fin, retract into special pockets when it swims. Other traits pelagic species share include a forked, sometimes crescent-shaped tail, a caudal fin, along with keel-like structures that provide swimming stability, such as those on either side of the narrow part before a swordfish's tail, the caudal peduncle, and the small feathered fins, pinnules, preceding the caudal fin on mackerel. These exhibits are preserved in alcohol, making their livery hard to see, but colour is another shared trait. The bodies of water column-dwelling species are often covered in mirror-like silver scales, which makes them harder to spot. Consequently, their backs are darker when exposed to sunlight, and their bellies lighter in the shade, a camouflage tactic known as countershading. It enables pelagic fish to blend in with the dark seabed when seen from above, or with the sunlit surface when seen from below, facilitating camouflage, be they predator or prey. Pelagic fish comprise large species such as tuna, swordfish, greater amberjack, and dolphin fish, apex predators that hunt alone or in small groups, and small ones such as sardine and anchovies, which form shoals of thousands of individuals. Shoaling not only reduces swimming effort, but also provides greater protection from predators, a neat survival trick when you are on the menu of numerous species.